This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Now, this program's playing on Wednesday, but it's recorded on Friday. At least you're hearing my voiceover right here is recorded on Friday. So Lord willing, everyone has pulled through the storm okay. Certainly praying that the Lord would keep His hand on us here and would cast this storm far away from us. And that's my prayer here today. Lord only knows whether or not what's happened here by the time you and I both hear this program on Wednesday. I'm assuming I have a church to go to and pastor here today. And if I do, you're invited to come there tonight to come for our midweek Bible study. By golly, we're in the book of Luke. Love to see you 6 to 7:15 tonight. Sunday morning, we're going to pick up what I should have preached last week if we would have had church, and that would have been Romans chapter 11. Is God through with Israel? That's where we're picking up here today. We just started yesterday. Actually, I repeated yesterday, Mondays and Tuesdays, was the first part of a new sermon entitled The Wages of Sin is Death. It's the end of chapter 6 in the book of Romans. So this is part 2 of 3. Let's go to that now. Romans 6:23, famous verse. It's the end result of sin. The wages of sin is death.
You read scores and scores. You read all these comments. Well, there's slavery in the Bible. Therefore, I don't believe. If God is a proponent of slavery, then I want no part of Him. And I had no idea that that was a talking point. Slavery. What does that have to do with it? You're a sinner. The wages of sin is death. And you're worried that Moses had a slave? You've got bigger problems than whether or not there's slavery in the Bible. You are a sinner, and the wages of sin is death. What are you going to do? You need a deliverer. See, all that stuff is a smokescreen to get you to take your eyes off of Jesus Christ. That's all. Six things I was giving you. Six things to keep the progressive out of heaven. Number one, slavery, and that there's slavery in the Bible. Number two, they're defenders of homosexuals. We know the law is good if one uses it lawfully. This is 1 Timothy 1:8. Realizing the law is not made for a righteous person, but for those that are lawless and rebellious, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for those who kill their fathers and mothers, for murderers and immoral men, for homosexuals, kidnappers, thieves, and liars, and whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine. Now you take that stand today out here in the street and watch what happens to you. Thieves, homosexuals, murderers, and liars? That's where God stands. You're signing your death warrant if you're going to stand and defend that hill. Number three, worship the creature rather than the creator. Therefore, God gave them up. It says in Romans 1:24, God gave them up to uncleanness, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature, like a spotted owl, instead of the creator who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. For even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burn in their lusts one for the other. Men with men committing what is shameful. Now, God calls it shameful, and you call it beautiful. Let's see. What side do I want to stand on? I hope so, for your sake. What was shameful then is shameful today. Now, should I be embarrassed to stand in front of my church and say that? Do I need to cut this out of the podcast tomorrow before it plays on the radio? I hope the next pastor you hire here will be as bold and had half the stomach ache that I had today and yesterday. Men with men committing what is shameful. But you want to kill me for reading this message. Receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was meat. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do the things that are not fitting. Now remember, that's not even, I was talking about worshiping the creature rather than the creator. Revelation 8:9. The second angel sounded, and there was a great mountain burning with fire thrown into the sea. A third of the sea became blood, and a third of the living creatures in the sea died. Add this to your death warrant. God is going to preside over the death of a third of all sea creatures, including whales and seals. Number four, progressives are anti-Israel. Number five, progressives are pro-Muslim. Number six, progressives are anti-Christian. So yes, slavery is mentioned in the Bible, Old Testament and New. Let's be assuredly clear, and let's not run from that. Slavery is in the Bible. Old Testament, and every cat that wrote this New Testament too. They all were slaves. They all bowed the knee to the Son of God. And they all called and considered themselves slaves of the Master. How about you? Is that where you stand this morning? Or does that turn you off? I'm lucky. I'm not lucky. I'm blessed to have the church family that I do. Now let me remind you of this, as I see once again needs to be spoken. And that is Joshua 24:14-15. It says, "Now therefore fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." All right. If you are a progressive liberal, you cannot be a follower of Jesus Christ. If you are a progressive liberal, you cannot be a follower of Jesus Christ. Why would you want to? Everything you believe is diametrically opposed to God. Why would you want to? You can't have both. You're either on God's side or the enemy's side. I've just read the list to you. Eternal life with no gays, whales, or Muslims. and a slave to righteousness. Are you in? Huh? That's going to share off millions what I just said. Let me read it again for those that just crashed their car driving. See if your radio still works. And let me say it one more time. I said eternal life with no gays, whales, or Muslims. And you're still a slave. But, of course, we shouldn't stop there, right? There's be no wife beaters there either. There'll be no fornicators. Those that are sleeping around outside of marriage. There'll be no drunks there. There'll be no liars there. Let's not stop at the poor homosexuals, shall we? Thank you. Now is the right time for an amen. This is the time to just bow the knee to the Son of God. And remember, Paul said, and such were some of you. We're in good company. If you find yourself there, it's still today. Today is a day to repent. And to make things right. That's the great thing, is someone died in your place. Someone took your punishment for you. All you got to do is turn and repent. And leave it behind. And start going the other way. This is why we sing songs about blood in this church. Right? In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. The blood is the life. All right. Let's move on to chapter 7. Subject matter here, freed from the law. Now, do you not know, brethren, for I speak to those who know the law, that the law has dominion over a man for as long as he lives? For the woman who has a husband is bound by the law to her husband as long as he lives. But if the husband dies, she is released from the law of her husband. So then, if, while her husband lives, she marries another man, she will be called an adulteress. But if her husband dies, then she's free from that law, so that she is no longer an adulteress, though she has married another man. All right, now here in verse 4, starting with the word therefore, he's going to compare being free from the law in marriage to us now and our relationship to Christ. See, he starts therefore. That was the example he gave of a married woman bound by the law. Therefore, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ, that you may be married to another, to him who was raised up from the dead, that we should bear fruit to God. For when we were in the flesh, the sinful...
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.